Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is the founder of this wild show, and we made it right on the dot. 5 seconds until showtime, and it let me in. I was like, I'll huff, I'll find my way. Get ready to listen to a few minutes song while I find my co-host, the wonderful, phenomenal psychic from California, who I'm looking at right now to try to find her. You have to be psychic to do this. Listen to a few minutes of a very beautiful song that we have got here for those of you who are listening in to the show, and just take just a minute here while I get Yucca Rose in fever. Tonight we're going to be talking about energies. Are they hot, cold, and what should you do when you feel that psychic feeling through your body?
Word up.
Start out with Yucca Rose, and we turned around and went to Sir Magnus with Gimme All Your Love with Gimme, and we're going to be founder, the one, the only phenomenal individual who's not only intuitive spiritual coach, she's a psychic medium. She's a lot of fun. We love her on Wednesdays. We have a contest right now. I can't wait to see this week with the new videos. Those of you keeping track on YouTube, we have a challenge that has been put up by two of the strongest psychics listeners who said they want to see more of Jan Bach Drakey, and they want to see more of Melissa Berman's videos on there. So they're making videos right now, and the winner will win an hour reading with me. They made the contest, got a hold of me. I said, sure, I will do this. They said, we want to show it. They said that there needs to be more livelihood, and they feel that they want to show something real fun, and that what they feel depicts our guest and hostess tonight. Our hostess is Melissa Berman. Jethro's having a blonde moment. How are you, Melissa Berman?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, everybody. I like the fact that said, that song of Gimme Sugar. I'm like, of course. There, of course. Gimme Sugar. That was a leap.
You know, like, my device. I did. And I went on and had donut holes. I was doing so good. I've lost, those of you keeping track, I'm up to 6 pounds. I'm doing very good. And then today I went on the binger. I went to buy these wonderful holistic, you know, and I'm thinking I'll get some carrots and I'll get, and then I saw this chocolate cream pie and it happened for me. I took that and then I went to donuts. Then I went on a little bit of a binger. I even got pretzels. I'm not even crazy about pretzels, but I thought that would kill the sugar urge.
No, because all that yeast is bubbling up in your intestinal tract now, and so it gives you candida, intestinal candida, which you just got to watch. So try to eat protein and garlic and stuff like that and see if you can kill that bacteria. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a downer, but that's what happened. You got the cravings because you're detoxing and you're getting all that stuff out of your system, and we crave that which we're trying to heal when it's out of balance. But you don't care. Give me sugar.
It is. I was like, sugar. Oh, I was in a dazed state. My eyes were going. My fingernails were to the door. I'm like, this is the time. And I had only been, actually, those of you listening in, I realized 6 hours without it. I am an addict. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I could smell it. I know there was somebody down tearing the wrapper of a Charleston Chew. Those of you who've had it, it's the best candy bar. And I could smell it. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'm smelling Hershey's. And I'm like, somebody's starting it. They're putting their face up. I can smell the chocolate. So I love all you guys. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We have a lot of you individuals calling in tonight. We're going to give a few readings away on the phone here. For those of you calling in, we'll call out your area code, and you'll tell us your wonderful question you've got. And we need to get your name. I know a lot of you guys are real good, but do us a favor and kind of get ready for the phone. I did laugh. We have had the wildest week. Melissa, we've got a big Friday blooper. We were doing the show, and guess what they were listening to while they were waiting for their reading with us on Psychics Gone Wild? The one, the only Melissa Berman. I listen in there listening in, and I'm like, and I laugh. The other person on the show's like, that's Melissa Berman. I said, yes, it is. So we gave you a few minutes of airtime, and then we said, hey, what about us? And we just came on.
What happened? You mean you pushed the wrong button and another show came on? Oh, I was on another show. Was that my
yes.
show? What happened? I was on Be the Light Now.
Yeah, as the person was listening to you while waiting for a reading here, so I teased those a little two times, and I said, you've got to make up your mind which psychic, you know, rings your bell.
Yeah, I do that once a month, so it sometimes correlates with your Fridays, huh?
It's fine, and we love you, and you know that. And we, speaking of loving you, we've got a new individual here that we've had, a Brian Anders, and I'm sorry, I'm having name problems. It's Aries is backwards, and I'm going with it. Woo-woo. The energy, and he had told me that he was going to compete with this video. Those of you keeping up with our shows, Melissa Berman is single-handedly, championly took the reign of the highest video with over 58,000 likes.
Whoa.
These are individual people who like the video, who just love it, and have sent it all over. We've had people all the way from Hong Kong to other places writing me. They love the video and have tuned into this show. So you guys hang on, because we're going to get a different one. It's with a puppet. The number two show was Jan Bach Drakey. We love Jan, and it was calling Old Man Steve, and he was an elderly gentleman who did the video, and he just likes Jan. She makes him laugh, and he doesn't care. And he told everyone that. So we are right now working on that, and so you guys keep track of those videos for us. Psychics Gone Wild is here to be wild. We were talking about the subject, and this is something I was hoping to ask you, Melissa. Individuals are feeling...
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm already... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're both laughing.
You're eating, aren't you?
Actually, this time I'm just drinking water. I'm being good. I want to eat. You're probably thinking of what I'm feeling, but I'm leaving it alone. I'm thinking of a nice Cuban deli sandwich after we get through this, but he's a little distance from my arm. So while
so
we're here...
Funny, oh, my God.
I was so good. And what was scary was, those of you know, I've always been an eater. I love to eat. And I used to be able to eat 3 and 4 trays of food. I was a very thin gentleman. I'm 6'1". This is the most I've ever weighed in my life. I need to correct some of this. And what I've done is I've learned to enjoy eating, and just, it's just one of those things we do. So I have a lot of you guys going, Jethro, you will eat while you're reading? It's like, well, sometimes. And you got to watch me, because it's like the word snack is like something that I just consider. I thought a snack was like, you know, Swedish meatball, maybe a slight setup. I know, people were like, Jethro, that's not a snack. That's a main entree. I go, no, it's not. If you have a lasagna and you only cut off enough for really one portion, that's still a snack. I didn't go back for seconds. I didn't add a salad. I didn't, you know, so... I don't know why these people make rules about food. So we love you guys. We're here, and it's me and Melissa Berman. Melissa, we've got a couple of questions right off here now.
Okay.
We have an email that was that I'm reading off. The person is asking very seriously, they have been developing their abilities, and now they're getting to see and feel flash. They feel that there's droplets of color falling down from the sky towards individuals. Is this a common practice, Melissa, or is my third eye something wrong with it?
No, no. Everybody receives in their way that's right for them. And it's actually you're getting downloads from elementals, like fairies and higher beings that are validating you. So it feels like color is a very important part of your expression. So surround yourself with nature stuff, flowers and, you know, like you can do an indoor waterfall, you can go by the water, but you're connecting to some beautiful, you know, higher energy to validate your connection. So don't be afraid of it. That's what happens. People are like, if it isn't like this, is something wrong with me? No, it's happening for you because it's your expression. It's how you're going to create it. It's going to be how you express it and share with other people and in your own path unfolding. It's wonderful. They say mazel tov, right? For God's sake, it's the last night of Passover. I can't help myself.
I feel the guys are saying that they're in the energy, and I've got all of you guys teasing with it, that yeah, it's very much. We've got a lot of individuals writing at the same time. You guys, I apologize, you're hearing me type. I'm just trying to keep contact. I'm multitasking here. A lot of friends on our Facebook are writing in that, yes, Melissa's right on. We know that for two times that I can tell energy has changed for me. And what I'm impressed about when I listen to the show with Melissa is I can feel the energy. I know that she's not only magical, but she's able to help me feel really good when I listen in. Melissa, I have a question that may make you laugh, and you may have to talk with Jan, but I seriously believe that my sister's totem is a chicken. She has always acted like a fluffy little hen and has acted odd when it rains. She even acts and does the sound of it when she laughs.
Your sister?
She said, saying her sister, they feel like a chicken totem. They're saying that she laughs like one that is laying an egg. They have often joked about this with family. I know that they've said other animals like dogs and cats can be it. Is it possible for a person to have a chicken totem, and would it be a good or bad thing if you were at a chicken totem?
Well, again, there's no bad or good. Yes, you could have a hen or a rooster or a hen totem, and you want to look that up. I mean, it's, you know, pecking order and keeping things organized, laying eggs is prosperity and fertile. Your sister, and thank you all for your support and your love, and I'm here for you, and I'm just so grateful we get to be in this sacred space together and continuing this work together, and thank you so much. I feel like what's being shared is that the sister is just, it's almost like it's second nature for her. I don't know if she had a past life on a farm or if she likes being around farm animals, but her connection has to do more with the innocence of, you know, of livestock that lives, living livestock. But that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's adorable.
And I love all you guys that are doing this. Remember, I schedule online. For those of you who are doing that, it's just too many to answer that are listening in. You need to go to my website to do that. And I got, they're teasing me because I've got a couple of you guys, I think, that are deliberately trying to get me off track. I don't know what you're doing. Go in to my site, JethroSmith.net, and schedule. Go to PsycheGoneWild.com and catch Melissa or me. And what we love to do when we're working with you is that we want to give you that time that you really feel the energy. So make sure that you go in, get together, and then just really enjoy the whole guide work of it together. I had a friend ask me last night, what's happening with all of the individuals that are on Psyche's Gone Wild? What's happening is we're getting well-known. We're getting out there. And we're helping more people, importantly. I love what Melissa just said. She's here for you guys to do it. And I am going to tease. There's a couple of you guys, I'm not reading this, you know, when you want Melissa to chime your crystal and stuff through the phone, she's good, but we're not going to let her do that because we love her. And when she starts doing electricity, she gets all scary, and then we got to plug her in, and then it just, you know, I don't know what you meant, but I've heard of charging a stone, like sitting down with the sun and energy. But some of you guys, I want to tease you. I think we're gonna limit that little bit of Facebook tea you've been drinking because it's starting to make you wild. 609, you're on the line. Hey, 609, would you like to talk to me and Melissa sometime?
Yes, I do. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Guy, I'm wonderful. You?
Good, 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 good.
What's your name?
I'm Tina.
Tina, Bobina, Banana. Hi, Tina, how can we help you?
Well, I have a question about my son. He's gone through some stuff, and he has, it looks like he's going to need some help, and if you can see any changes coming with him.
Can I have his first name?
Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
I'm sorry. Can you talk into your phone a little bit? It's hard to hear you.
B-R-E-T-T.
Brett?
Yes.
B-R-E-T-T. No, he's very special. He has a real kind of chameleon kind of energy where one day everything seems to be going really well and then the next day he's kind of melting. And you've got to kind of let, it's like you're steering it, but kind of let go while you're steering it so that he can, not so much that he's going to fall and make mistakes and it's going to be horrendous. More, it's more about kind of being the guide here. I know it's hard because you're the mommy and you're awesome and you're, you know, you love your, you love from your heart, and it's painful for you sometimes when you have to just kind of, almost like it feels like your hands are tied sometimes. So the whole idea is what you're, what's being shared with me is that just kind of steer it and let it go while you're, if that makes sense. You're steering, you're not like taking your hands off the wheel, but you're steering and then you're kind of going in cruise control and you're not being lax about it. We're trying to get a metaphor here that, that can give you energy to pull from. He definitely is challenged right now and he definitely is confused about some things, but you are, you know, like you've got like starseed energy together, and so when he gets to be kind of morose, like if he gets sad and then he gets kind of crazy or all those things, that's just him processing things the way he processes stuff. Jethro?
I feel like they're going to some other energy too, and they said that's very much, I feel that there, and I also feel like they're working with him a little bit to help you with some of the situation with him. The guides are telling me that. I keep feeling like there's something that's a little, like I feel like tummy stuff, like a nervousness or a holding in energy which can turn to ulcers or something. There's something there is what I'm getting. I apologize. I'm going right into the tummy. I'm that's what I'm feeling.
Do you see like a 360, like a complete turnover, turnaround for him?
Not yet. Some more effort has to be put into this to get it to solidify. And you know what all this means, to get a foundation for it. So within the next few months, you know, you have to be really, really patient. The ground is getting, you know, the metaphor of the ground getting tilled and soil prepared for the planting. So you have to kind of let it unfold in its own grace and time, and it's frustrating, but there's free will involved. Jethro?
I agree. I feel that very much. And Gina, we're going to wish you the best. I feel like it's going to be a little bit, and you know, I feel like some of the metaphysical things of lapidite and some things around would also help, and it would help you and him with the rose quartz, different energies, because it's, while this is going through, there's other situations that are causing you and him both a lot of energy. That's why I keep feeling that stress hitting him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has been very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It's a hard one. I know that, you know, people don't understand raising children. There's no, you know, there's, it's like there's times where it's just very much, I feel like there's some outside help or some people going to work with you that you're going to be able to get with them, and then it's going to be able to handle some of this situation. And it's okay to ask for help, because I feel like sometimes with you, the guys are showing me that you have a very strong totem, but it's a little hard for you to reach outside of it. You get a little confused too with how far to let people in and how far to, you know, your boundaries there. You don't want people feeling that you're using them, but you need to be able to ask and feel okay. It's great to have the help.
The problem is it's his father. He's trying to shut him down, and he's falling under that spell, and that's what the concern is. Is he going to break free from that spell?
Oh, I feel yes, and I feel that you're going to have some other situations help with it, and we wish you the best, Tina. You got a hard one there.
Thank
it's
you.
Never easy to go through that.
Thank you.
Love to
Thank
you,
you,
Tina.
Love and blessings here. And we've got a lot of individuals typing in. Jethro, I've called your number for hours. Why don't you pick up? I don't pick up because I'm on the radio show, you little silly. Come on now. You knew that when you called in, you little teaser. I just love you guys. And where is Melissa from? Melissa's from that other planet that we don't discuss because then they get mad at us. No, Melissa's from Earth. You know that. Come on. We've got some wild stuff tonight, Melissa. I've got to laugh. But it's that fun energy that keeps us spinning. 786, come on in and save us. 786.
Hello?
Hi, how have you been?
We can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me better?
Oh, yes, okay. There you are. What's your name?
Samantha.
Samantha. Hi, Samantha. How can we help you?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say I completely feel where Jethro is coming from because I'm trying to, like, cut out sugar in my diet as well, and it's hard. And I've been trying, like, taking garlic pills and everything to help, you know, combat all the sugar that and yeast that I've put in my body. And hopefully it's getting good, like, all the yeast is balancing, but I don't know.
Is that your question?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I got tons of answers for that if you need them. But go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I just wanted to ask, what do you see coming in my life, or what's, you know, I don't know, like whatever you see that you may need to let me know about, good things, bad things, whichever.
Can you be more specific? Because we so don't have that kind of time. I wish we did. That would be like if we were sitting down for a one-on-one, you know, major session. We just encourage people to have a question ready, kind of in the frame that they are, you know, want to have addressed.
Okay. Possibly relationship. Not in ones, but if you see anything coming.
Not yet. It feels like you've got some work to do. You need to, like, go to the beach and hang out and some quiet time and creative stuff if you like to paint or draw. It's like you've got to kind of come home to you more. And while you're detoxing, that's going to bring up some interesting issues. So be prepared, you know, while you are working on getting this healing in your system. It does bring up issues. Be mindful that, you know, dairy isn't working well for you right now, and neither is wheat or yeast or any of those things. And when those are eliminated, you really want to support yourself nutritionally and spiritually and emotionally and, you know, all of those things. So a relationship is not what you, it's really not the issue. It's more about loving yourself right now in the next few months while you do this. This is your process. Come June, things feel like there's a shift. Definitely, Samantha. Jethro?
Yes, and I want to just take a minute here, and Samantha, I feel like the energy is very strong with you. I feel like that's what the guys were telling you with the things happening, and they said that you are going to be able, going in through this at a level that the relationship's going to be able to go there, and they said it's going to be able to do it. And I want to tell you, Mr. George C., we are very well in business. I don't know what you're talking about. I really feel sorry for you, but we're deleting you off Facebook, so please don't come back. Going on with the other individuals we have, I feel like, Samantha, there's a real strong strength with this other relationship that's going to happen for you. I feel like the angels are going into such a level of making sure that everything works out for you in this relationship, because you have been, like, I love what Melissa said with the work. They're telling me that you and your guides have had a discussion or working together where you want a higher thing. You've raised the level of what's going to happen for your relationship. So you're handling so much energy right now that it's going to be even stronger. That's what I feel. And I said, you're also going through another part of energy, something with yourself. You're a little hard on yourself, and they want you to start, like, liking yourself and doing good things for you.
Oh, I understand. I'm trying to do that. Like, with the detox, that was part of it, where I've been taking a lot of, organic, natural supplements to help detox and cleanse my body of all those nasty things. And I'm trying my hardest to keep dairy and wheat and all that out of my system, but it's really hard, to acclimate my diet to those things.
Is there someone that you can get some nutritional counseling with? Can you see a nutritionist? Sometimes you can do it right out of a health food store, because you don't want to do this by yourself. The personal experience and spiritual guidance coming through, You know, when we detox, we need to be in a loving space with ourselves. It does bring up issues. We've got to really mind our own body chemistry. The candida diet is really great. It's, you know, whole grains, and you eliminate anything yeasty, any sugars, any condiments. But you really, if you can just go talk to somebody at your local health food store and just see what kind of guidance you can get, because it's too much for you to try to do on your own because of cleanse. It's like any time you do anything medical or nutritionally, you really want to have some sort of an outside support system helping you to help monitor your herbs and that sort of thing, because it is, we can't mess with our health. And detoxing from candida is a big one. So if there's someone locally you can talk to, hopefully it won't cost anything except for some herbs, go talk to somebody, do a little research on the candida diet, and you'll see some recipes that will really help you, but don't do it by yourself.
Oh, of course. I'll definitely start looking around and going to different organic places and asking about that.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully maybe they'll refer you to somebody, hopefully, and you know, you never know what kind of trade you can work out or whatever. But be creative, be honoring, you know, color is important to you, art, just nature, those basics that are so ready to feed your soul, because you're such a divine, sweet, special one, and you're coming into that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for all the advice, and I really appreciate all that advice about the health. I mean, I've really been going through that a lot, and it's mm-hmm. been really a struggle. Not so much a struggle, but I actually got pinworms during, Thanksgiving break, and I've been trying to eliminate it out of my body, and it's been, the hardest thing ever.
Yes, because you need some counseling with it, because it is hard. You're not making it up. It is a very challenging thing to do, but you come out on the other side of it, and you're reborn.
Okay. Thank you so much for all the information.
Take care, Samantha.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We love you. Thank you for calling in, and we're having a lot of fun here. I've had individuals writing me. This is a good subject that you were just bringing up about the fact that when you're working with going on the diet and the foods, another individual had wrote me last week, and we were discussing about, and in actuality, the vegetables and the things are very much friends of mine, and I joke with you guys, and you know that I'm just an eater too. But at the same time, I do a lot of other stuff with it, and I love that we had a friend writing in. Do you remember a time, Melissa, back when Linda Goodman and other individuals were working with solarizing energy with bottles, and they would do it with the colors. And if you solarized by putting your water in a colored bottle and letting it sit out with the sun and the moon for actually 3 days, that would be 3 nights, 3 days, and let it set, it would solarize to that color. And then you would drink the water, and it would actually help you. And they did have a lot of success with that. This is, I'm talking back, in my day in the 80s, and it did do a lot of success. I know for individuals who wanted to lose weight, they would drink a bottle of the water, and they would retain those energies, and it was really good for them.
That's genius. That Linda Goodman, the astrologer?
It's Linda Goodman, the astrologer, and if you guys look it up, it's called, I think it's Star Signs. It's a blue book. And it's one of her books that's out there. You know, we've all known Love Signs and Sun Signs, but it's Star, and it's a very good book. I really promote it. And the person was writing me, I know that you really want to read it, because they joke about it with the fact of, what we were just talking here with Samantha and me, trying to hold on to our energies. And when you're doing these, I had very good success. And I was a very thin gentleman, and growing up, very thin and hyper, and very skinny. I ate a lot of food, I did a lot of things, but I was always trying to put on a little bit of weight. Well, my mom and the family, because of all natural and families, she wouldn't allow me to do the products, and I was upset, because I was like, well, I want to try that can of so-and-so's name, who's all muscle boy, and I wanted to be tough. I wanted to be Bill, you know, I'm a dude. And she's like, we got into this and we worked with it, and it was very fun. And I'll tell you what was really even positive about it is other things enhanced, because you put that charge of that color, just like Melissa said. Visualize. If you're not a person that verbalizes, get a blue bottle. Now, I know you guys are like, oh, my gosh, get a good bottle that's a blue, that's, you know, clean it out, set it out there, and then put the water. You have to be careful with to make sure it's an actual glass blue bottle, that it's not a stained bottle, because if it's got chemical stain, you could, you know, with it. But, you know, you just look and you read the bottom. I can tell you guys, if you want it, you're really interested, look it up on Bottles or Write Me. You get the bottle. You get the right one. You do that with blue, and it will heal it. Let's say you're having problems in your heart chakra. You get a green healing bottle. You do this. You add this water to it. It was one of the greatest things that we did. And, you know, as I was a teenager, so I obviously experimented with it. I put it in plants. The plants went crazy. You know, it was like an elixir.
This is wonderful. And I want also to clarify, this is not about dieting for everybody. This is about nutritional well-being. And flip that switch, because nutritional well-being is a lifetime, ongoing, nurturing, self-nurturing process. Dieting is control, and, you know, some people have to diet for what. No, it's about nutrition. I mean, even people that are, you know, working with diabetes, or people with obesity and stuff, we're dealing with emotional issues that can be cleansed and healed under supervision, and get to the core issues of all of that, and create a better nutritional program, because that's something that's manageable. Because it's not about deprivation; it's really about empowerment.
And I love that, you know. And now, and I know that you guys are checking now. I got really into it under a light. Cheese and eggs come up blue. I don't know what, you know, I tease. My mom's like, our chickens are not that way. We had natural, raised our own animals. But, you know, we laugh. We also found store eggs, and they're blue. So eating those type of proteins and things, you know, work with your doctor, work with people. But it's a very cool thing, and I you can have a lot of fun with it. I can tell you that I went through a phase where I put on the weight. Now, I loved eggs anyway, but it was like one of the things I could really have. We studied up. You know, you add to it. You look at that. I had a friend tease me, like, Jethro, you know, so if you look at almonds, you know, I'm like, yeah, so it's probably an almond joy, but it's not going to be as healthy, you guys. Work with me, you know. I just love these guys. Every time you get a candy, then you wonder why I'm affected with this. You know, when you bring it up, it makes me weepy. Don't bring up the Snickers or the almond joy names. We're going to go back and grab that phone. It's Skype time. 111, are you on the Psychics Gone Wild line?
Hello?
Yes, you get to have a time with us. I hope you're ready.
I'm ready. Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, this is Shelley. How are you?
Great, Shelley. I'm so glad. And I apologize. It only comes up as all angel numbers. You're now the 1-1 girl in the universe, and we want to fly with you.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you, Shelley?
Last month, I wanted to ask you how my radio show is going, how close I'm getting to getting my sponsor, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I remember you calling us, and I thank you again. It has been about a month. Okay.
Right. I did get my clothing voucher. I got a really nice offer from Dress for Success, you know. We talked about that last time. That happened real fast.
Very good. Yay. Congratulations, Shelley.
So what's going on with me? And I'm finishing up my marketing outline with my counselor, you know. And, like, now I just got to get my confidence up to do my sales pitch, you know, with a nonprofit. You know, I'm going on my... I'm on my 37th show, or 38th, I think.
What's the theme? What are your themes?
Oh, I talk about how to help young women get off the street and not destroy themselves by being hooker.
Okay. So
that's my theme.
Are you doing any ritual for this? Because this is so sacred. What you're doing is amazing. Are you doing any sort of, like, prayer ritual or working with...
I read my tarot cards.
Okay.
And I have a good book on. I was going to ask you if you heard of it, called Energy Ecstasy by Bernard Gunther. It's old. It's as old as Linda Goodman and her sun signs.
All of that is wonderful, but you need to be doing some sort of sacred prayer balancing.
Okay.
Because this is more about the sacred circle that you're creating. You know, you're helping women, helping other women. It's just beautiful. It's very goddess-oriented. So the tarot and all that, that's great. That's wonderful. But you need now to, like, ordain this. You need to be in a sacred space and your altar, if you have one, or create some sacred space. And you're going to...
Looking through that book again would be good for me,
Right, but you want to rely on your own intuition as well. And
right.
You want to just put things there that represent different things to you. You could have... things that represent, you know, your spirit guides, and things that represent the divine and the earth and the water and the fire and the air and all of those beautiful things, and create a ritual to invoke this. I mean, this is major stuff that you're doing. I mean, this is just so incredible.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This contribution is
I'm sharing my story when I was 19 years old, and
I
really went through. I went through the. I'm 60 now, and I went through like the city to find other reliable sources to confirm that nothing really changed in the city of Las Vegas now, 40 years later, with all those things on the strip, and that really hurt
me. Yeah, and you're healing. So you want to just prepare this space, call in your guides, angels, God, whatever's truth for you, and you want to do what we call a treatment. And that comes from the philosophy of Ernest Holmes, Science of Mind. And I used to work with Louise Hay, so, you know, Louise put a whole spin on it that just had made it so universal for everyone. You want to do a treatment, and I hereby present in this forum, and you're going to list all the things that are your, you know, affirmations and things like that, and be really specific. You're going to put this as like a menu you're putting out there, a recipe you're putting out there.
It's like, you know, when you talk to me, like how I journal my dreams, you know, sometimes, yeah.
And you want to just make it very, very clear and very succinct and meditate on that and just keep working with that. Other answers will come through, and you just want to make it your own. And,
so where do you sit, and how will that help me get my sponsor soon? Because, you know, my radio show is expensive, and my father pays
for it. This is to prepare the soil. This is to help you get focused and prepare the soil for it. And then the sponsors, you can put some advertising out.
I have a good honest media person.
You're on the right track, Jethro.
I feel that very much. I agree with you, and that's what we're getting. I'm feeling like the timing with you is even a little stronger of it going out a little bit into the summer, and I'm going to wish you prayers. I'm glad that we helped you and we were there for you, Shelley. You're on the right path, and you've got my prayers. I feel so honored that you contact us on Psyche's Gone Wild to look for you, and you know, blessings to you. This is not an easy path. I know that for the friends of mine who do White Umbrella, who help girls that are in that situation or work with the Christian Skier, it is an ongoing battle, and it's scary to realize how many surprisingly individuals are fighting what you were talking there and not having a way out. You're going to show them that there's another life out there.
Yeah, I'm trying. And like I said, I was really hurt to find out whatever I was doing is still on that strip, you know?
But you take what you know and you move it out of there.
I'll move it. You know, I used to educate women on AIDS. I'm very strong. You know, I know how strong I am, you know.
Cool. We'll take good care.
Good. We love you dearly, Shelley. Shelley?
Yeah, so just keep meditating. Start meditating to find my answers within myself, yeah.
You're creating this sacred space. Go back and listen to the archives so you can get all the specifics and write them down. That'll be more helpful for you. And you're going to start creating this sacred space with this
while you do
all the legwork.
Well, I'm sure I've got some books, and my teacher taught me affirmations, too. I just got to figure them out. Yeah.
Good. Awesome. Yeah.
All right.
Creative.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course.
And, you know,
you're more than
welcome. And like you said, the more I do that, the more I get closer to finding my sponsors. Okay, thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thank you for the reading. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So
you guys have
welcome.
A good night and
you
have
too.
A wonderful morning.
Great. We are there. Shelley was on letting us know what she's doing. All of you guys listen to that radio and hanging in here. We are still going at the phones. We're grabbing a hold of it. It's gone wild because that's what we are. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. I have an individual saying, Jethro, I put in two emails to you. I must ask this question, and you must talk to Melissa tonight or else. Okay, don't get upset. My name is Ted, and I'm very upset because I have been noticing a situation where I have been able to feel energy, and I can turn lights off when I command this. I know that individuals for a while said it was not possible. Please, Melissa, let him know, have you ever experienced your psychic ability to the point where you could turn the lights off and on? Jethro, this is my second attempt to write this in.
Ted, you've got to be really, really careful with this, because when you work with this energy, I think sometimes lights can flicker and things can happen as the kundalini energy rises up. But also, you need to really protect this, and you don't want anything interfering with your spiritual workings. So please do more protecting shields and that sort of thing, and watch how you work with this. You don't have to prove this to anybody. This is just kinetic energy, and this is also... Sometimes there's the DARK that tries to kind of mess with you, and you don't want that. That's not who you are. So you've got to protect. protect this and shield this more so that you can see where your gifts are heading.
Very much. And I've heard what Melissa's saying. And Ted, I apologize if you do have a problem with the, if you look at the individuals on there, I have, and I'm very grateful and want to have people on there, but I'm getting over 30,000 individuals who like the show, plus with my own business, which I do with Psyche Jethro. So please just continue and never get upset, you know, and I don't want you to get cranky. I had someone tell me yesterday that two of their friends left me on Facebook never to return because I didn't write them the joke. I haven't been putting out a joke every day. And I apologize. Today I did go on. I put up my grandsons, and then I ran back to work. So, you know, it happens here. We've got it going with the energy. And 812, what do you want to do with us before we go in trouble again?
Hello, is me?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tammy. Hello, Jan.
Hey.
Hi, I'm a friend of
Jan's. Hi, Tammy.
From behind the scenes. Yes, it's me.
Yay, Tammy.
Yay. Hey, I just am calling just for a general reading, just whatever comes to your heart, your spirit,
okay.
Whatever, that's fine.
Okay, I got to say this again for everybody who's listening. We love you so much, but please be aware that we're so limited with time that a general reading, be really specific with your question so we can just
okay.
go right for
okay.
it. Otherwise,
how?
Those kind
okay.
of, wait a second, Tammy, just one second, honey. Those kind of readings take, are when we sit down with a session or we are on the phone with you for a long session or even an email session, but for these intents and purposes, come a little bit more prepared so that we can really, really help you.
Totally understand. How about our financial situation and my husband's job situation? Is that good?
I feel like the husband, and I feel like there's work there
you
happening.
Ahead,
feels like, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in. We got to keep it going. I got other people writing and going, what's going on? We're going into the energy and what's happening here. I feel like, Tammy, that they're telling me that there has been some work or some things going on there, and I feel like he's not got to where he needs to be. I feel like
you
said his work situation.
You're exactly right.
And I feel like there's
downsized,
some other things happening.
And he lost his job, and yes.
Yeah,
and that's
like
going to come
going
about.
Circles.
Yes, and so yeah, and I'm seeing the guides telling me that there's some other work happening for him, and what it's going into the guide work for you is that they're also begin to really strengthen out the guides so much of making sure this comes about for you. And they said
mm-hmm.
that's why you're doing it. No matter what you say or what you go through, your guides are going to be able to get you guys out of it. But I'm seeing the twins, which tells me June. I'm also seeing something really intense, Tammy. We've got to get him off of the. It's like I feel like he's really hard on himself, and that's causing
yes.
this energy to do the affluence. You've got to come up with you and him together of some positive things that you've been looking at that you two would do. You joked about when you and him would live on love. Well, now you guys are, and some of it isn't just the energy. It's there's some rotten people there that are in your town. They should be helping you more. This crazy, I'm over here and I'm not doing it, is what I'm feeling is getting you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're right.
Yeah, and it, you need. I know this is bad with the pride, but I feel like that's what's going to happen there.
Great, thank you.
Hang in there, Tammy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Apologize.
Thank you
here
so much.
Go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We love you guys, and you put out. Get a hold of me on JethroSmith.net. I'll send you the free abundance. And I know, Tammy, one of the things that really is frustrating when someone's looking like she's going through is the guides are also putting together some other development. They're telling me that that's what's going in. So sit down and do some magic. Yes, I'm saying that word. Sit down and do some light intent. If you're sitting down and you're praying and it's doing something very positive, it's supernatural. You're putting out magic. Sit down and do an intent. We are going to do it. Me and Melissa right now sitting here putting light towards you, we're going to take and do that energy. You feel that? Yeah, you guys are like, whoa, I got people. That's two strong individuals together putting out light towards you like we do every week. So that's the same thing I want you guys to do. I know, Tammy, you're a little emotional. I apologize. I'm not going to harp on you. I'm here to love put out two white candles. You guys sit down together. You put the energy. We're going to have it and see it coming, know it's coming. Let that other get out. Cleanse that house. I take a broom to sweep that baby. Take the energy doing white. Get everything out of there. Anything that's there is only light for you. after you've done that, you and your husband sit down, and as you've got those candles burning, read that abundance prayer I'm sending to you. It works. It's got the words in it. And it's the most positive light intent with the angels to bring it in. And then just know like you knew. I had a friend that every day she would tell the angels, thank you for bringing me the money. Thank you for bringing me the job. I'm so grateful for what you're bringing me. Do those blessings continually. It builds a rapport. And the guys are going to keep, you know, the thank you and the abundance keep coming. Yes, it does. And there's a couple other tricks that I'm going to send you. And I call them that. But my little call Uncle Jethro's magic, they will work. 510, we love you. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. Are you there?
Oh, hi, Jethro. I called last week and couldn't get through, so I'm glad I got through this time. This is Tasha. Remember the one about my son that was being sick and had to have a bone marrow transplant?
I do. You're the Scorpio too, Tasha. It rocks to hear from you. I've been praying for that little guy. How's he doing out there?
He's in full recovery. He's in remission right now, so he's doing real well. He's off of all the IVs and everything. He's getting ready to go back to school next year.
Congratulations,
hey,
Tasha.
Hey.
That's just gorgeous.
You're going to make me cry. We're doing what we need to do here. That's where the light works the strongest, is where we help each other. What can we do for you, Wild One? It's good to hear from you. One of our fans from a long time back.
Awesome.
I want to know, do you see me getting this place that I'm trying to get into with this lady named Miss Fisher? I've been waiting for a while. She's trying to get some issues resolved with this company. I want to know, will I be able to get that duplex apartment?
Wow, there feels like there's some red tape there, like there's some just like a dotted line that needs to be signed, and somebody's kind of holding it up. And do you have any other options besides this one, Tasha? Do you have any other?
No. This is it.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, but it just feels like there's just some BS going on behind the scenes that has nothing to do with you personally. It's the way that they go through this kind of process and paperwork. So just keep sending it out that let's see what they want to share with about the affirmation or the prayer. It is time for my move, and I move with grace and ease. It is time for my move, and I move with grace and ease. And just, you know, you can make it your own words, but you got to support yourself while you're waiting around, because it's not about you. It's their stuff. They're just holding it up because of the way they do this kind of stuff. So it feels like eventually you're on your way, and July and August feel like really, July, August, September feel like they're really strong months for you as far as growth and income and all kinds of wonderful things coming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any messages from the angels?
That was messages from the angels. Where are the messengers bringing those messages?
You got something you ordered special? You waiting for that red Cadillac diamond in the back? What are you got going on, girl?
I've been waiting for that red tape to move. It's been a while now.
Yeah, for sure. It's not your fault. It's so not your fault. I mean, it's just the way sometimes people do business is horrifying and embarrassing, and you're not about that. You just want to move forward. So just keep your prayers in the light. Jethro, what do you think?
I do. And Tasha, we love you. Hang out there. Please do us a favor. I know you threw out some of those things to Facebook. When these videos come out tomorrow, if you get a chance on my site there, help me share them out so people see us. And you guys be ready. The contest is on. And we laughed. I had a guy yesterday write me, and he goes, I don't know what's going on, because I got YouTube things. I got things flying all over. He goes, there's like 16 things on Psychics Gone Wild. Did you buy Facebook? I said, all right. I said, no, I just got friends in crazy places that wanted you to see what I'm up to.
That's so cool.
Okay, thank you.
All the best, Tasha. Keep the light strong, and congratulations on all this great news.
So glad for your son. That's such a very intense time. And those of you who are calling in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a little bit of energy that's called mess with our phone time. So those of you who have been bumped, kicked, or pushed, or clawed in any way, please report this to blogtalkradio.com and tell them that they need to fix it. Because what has happened is we have so many listeners tonight, it has push the system is what they let me know. Well, we pay the most, so we don't want to push the system. We want them to work with ours. So please let them know that you did have experience. And the more we get, the more they're going to work with us. They did let me know that they are so happy with where we're working, but it's just we're having a lot of people getting kicked off, and we don't want you to get dropped. So Speaking of phone, we've got 10 minutes left and a good over 138 callers.
Oh.
I think we'll take it, Mr. 360. What do you know, 360? Let's do it.
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hey, Lori. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hi, Lori.
I just had a simple question, I think. I'm trying to locate this picture in my apartment. I moved in December, and there were three of these pictures of, like, these winter scenes. They're kind of old, you know? And one of them, just, I can't find it.
The first thing that came was under the bed. So do you have any boxes that still have bedding in them, or boxes in the garage that might have some things that you haven't had a chance to go through yet?
I went through all those under the bed yesterday.
Mm.
I went through all the ones in the garage again yesterday.
Because it feels like it's tucked in between something, like maybe you put it in a blanket or to protect it or something. Mm. And all the boxes came with you? Everything made it?
I don't know. I don't know that either.
You didn't count them?
But it was really frantic and stressful. And
mm-hmm.
But I remember seeing those three pictures, and, you know, I was figuring I should hang them up all three together, you know, and then I went to get them all together, and then I couldn't find it, but I remember seeing it here.
Mm-hmm. Right. It just feels like it's in between. What's being shared is like it's in between something. Like you know, it's been placed in between something.
So you think I'll find it eventually?
Yeah. It feels like you could. It just feels like, you know, you're driving yourself crazy right now. Try to relax about it. And sometimes it's right in front of us, but we get, like, so crazy trying to find it.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it dropped anywhere or broke anywhere. The only question that's being asked now is if you had an awareness of any boxes missing that you could,
I know that there must be something missing because I had these two matching coffee cups and the one I can't find, you know. I can find the cover-up. They were like Chinese blue and white coffee cups and with covers on them that... And one of them is, I can't find that either.
And you packed them together? You don't remember.
I don't remember that.
Right. The guides are like, this is not a lost and found, but we're trying our best to find it for you. That's what they just said. Because they chuckle and they all sort of
like,
they're perplexed for you. They don't want you to feel upset, but they're concerned that because of the energy that came with the move or went with the move, that you weren't able to, you know, gather all of that to find out in case something is missing, because then you could call the moving company and say, you know, I've got some missing stuff, which you could do anyway, and just say,
the church help me move.
Okay.
And this one woman was really, really kind of abusive.
So you think somebody may have stolen some stuff?
I don't know. But it was like really like brutal and abusive. I mean, it
oh,
was
you poor
like...
thing. You need to get some. Can you get some sea salt? Do you have any sea salt?
Yeah.
Can you do a spray bottle of sea salt, and you can do like purified water or spring water or even distilled water, and you're going to shake it 40 times to invoke it, and you're going to just spray in the corners of your new place, in the closets. You want to change this energy because it's weighing you down, and it's making your priorities a little bit painful. And you don't want to have painful priorities. You want to cleanse this space. If you decide to sage and then do the sea salt, that's fine. If you have frankincense and myrrh incense, that's great too.
I have dried cedar.
Cedar is actually more for prosperity.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got if you've got the sea salt and you can get a little spray bottle, and if you don't have a spray bottle, you can just throw sea salt in the corners and then follow it with some special water, like they would do a, you know, a blessing or an exorcism, because you've got to change this energy. There's something in there that's just still permeating, that's making you feel badly about everything you've been through, and everything you've been through had to bring you to a better place. So that's, you know, there's grieving and there's kind of chiding, like, you know, you don't want that. You want to be clear and free and clear. So try to, if you can cleanse that space a little bit, you know, do some candle work, call in Archangel Michael, and you want to just a white candle, a black candle, you know, if you do a black candle, do a white candle, because the black will absorb the negativity and get it out of there. A white candle will provide the light and the space.
Does it, can you just boil water, tap water, and then cool it and use that, or?
Do you have any spring water, or is there a little?
The water here is, like, supposed to be well water.
Well water? That would be great. Yeah, do well water. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
That's pure.
Yeah,
and
like.
Just put a little blessing around it and say, I invoke this in the name of the divine, and it brings peace to my home, heart, and spirit now.
Okay.
Okay, honey?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for tuning in, and we are going to take just a second here. We've got only 3 minutes left, but we're going to talk just a second to you about some fun stuff. Reading, those of you who know the individuals, this is what Psyche's Gone Wild is wild. We've been giving away prizes. I have one. Tina Miller, you were the winner of the Malachite. I do apologize to you. It took me a couple days. You will also get a T-shirt with it this time, a Psyche's Gone Wild T-shirt with me on it, and those were we had here. It's just taken me a little bit to get everything together. I want to thank all of you guys that have contacted us. Definitely, if you get a chance, you know, tune in to us because we've got things happening. Melissa, tell everybody this phenomenal deal you're doing to help people who really want a reading or having a little tight times, what they can do to get a reading.
Thank you, Jethro. Yes, I'm offering this till the solstice, which will be, you know, June. So get on it now in honor of this, the astrological new year and all the changes that are coming now. I'm offering my half-hour readings for $45. And we can do email, we do in person, we can do, you know, if you live near me or on the phone. And it's normally 60, so it's 45, and we get a lot accomplished in 30 minutes. So if you see what Jethro and I are able to accomplish in 3 minutes, you can imagine what happens in 30 minutes. So please, please contact me if you get the urge or the inclination or the intuition, you know. It'd be awesome.
I love it. And you guys that are tuning in, remember that. I'm not able to do any of the emails until May. So please get a hold of Melissa or Dina or Jan. You know, any of those three are phenomenal. That's why I work with them. They rock. If I have a problem, what do you think I do? I get a hold of one of them. You guys are like, Jethro, you know, we got it. I want to thank you, Lenny Sames. You made me cry. That's the best compliment I've had, I think. And it just, you wrote a very positive individual that I blew your mind away, and that I'm one of the best psychics. I want to thank you and medium. I just love all of you guys that have been writing us and contact us. Continue to have that gone wild in the day. You know, we can't be on 24 hours a day, but make sure you're staying happy and hyper, and don't let it get you. If somebody tells you you're really positive, yeah, you smile and you say yes, because I've had a lot of you guys writing me, letting me know that you're very worried or concerned and you have these things happening and others are doing it. Don't let other people run your boat. You're the captain, and the best part is if you're feeling good and you're feeling very wild, as we call it, or here in a positive note, stick with it. That's why I love Melissa. That's why we do what we do. We will be back, and thank you guys. I know it was really crazy. They promised me they're going to work with us on this with Blog Talk, but if not, keep track. Send to psychesgonewild.com all of your emails, because if we move, I want you to come with us, but I'm not going to – we've got to get where they can work with us. I'm so – you know, I'm doing what I can do. One more time, we got the phones going crazy. 614, you have 60 seconds. Can you say hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. We went ahead and got her to come in, and we're sorry, Lori, we can't do a reading, but they wanted you to come in, I guess, and say hello. You get to meet me and Melissa, 614,
hi.
Lori.
Well, hi, Melissa.
Hi,
Jethro.
Lovely
hi.
To meet you. We can
you
meet
rock.
You next time.
Next time, and definitely if you get a chance, get a reading by one of us or something. The button just turned her on. She scared me. Are you an Aries? Because Aries is going backwards, and obviously something did that for you.
Pardon me?
Something's had you to say hello to us. So next time, you're definitely going to get a hold of us again, right, Lori?
Right.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bless you.